Welcome to the Expert Ownership Podcast, where we launch faith-filled entrepreneurs into greater freedom and success. But you know what? It's more than that. We want to help you thrive in the midst of today's cancel culture. Our goal is to raise up workplace warriors who will stand for what they believe in, whatever the cost. You can find out more by visiting expertownership.com. But without further ado, here we go. I've been really, really feeling it. Got to bust a move, watch out. Today, we're talking all about how to bring glory to God in your business. This is David. I've got Jason sitting right across from me. And you know what? We're going to give you four keys on how to do it practically in a very simple way. As our dad would always say, boys, you got to take your theology and make it biography. So at Expert Ownership, we're doing our dead level best to show us how can we take the theology of the word and make it biography in the workplace, in our work, and with our business. So today, we're going to discuss these four things, and they all start with the letter G.
Yeah, they do.
That was Jason's idea.
Yeah, because I'm a G. Dude, I'm a G.
You're an idiot.
I don't even know what that means.
All right, let's go.
But I've heard my kids say it. Okay, four keys. If you want to bring God glory in your business. Now, if you're listening to Expert Ownership Podcast, you know that our goal is to launch faith-filled entrepreneurs into greater freedom and success. Success is God-defined success, which means we put people over profit. Okay? Now, if we want to bring God glory in the business that we do, we're going to need these four things. Number one, you need a goal. Okay, you need something to shoot for. What is that quote? If you aim at nothing, you'll hit it every time. Mm. Right, having that goal is good. And when I talk about this, I guess you could use it interchangeably with vision, but I like to say that a dream written down is a goal, and a goal broken down is a plan. So we need a goal. We need something to shoot for. Habakkuk 2:2, what's that say? Write the vision, make it plain, so that he who reads it may run. Like that whole, a dream written down. So what is your dream? What is it that you want to accomplish? Okay, write it down. That becomes now, there's your goal, right? Now break it down, that becomes your process. And we'll talk about that in just a second. But what you want to do is you want to set your goal. Like, what is it that you want to achieve? Set your goal. Okay, and then create your process. And what are you supposed to do after you create your process? Trust
the process. Don't sit there and stare at the goal all the time. You look at the goal, but don't gaze at it. You got to get on that process.
And so when you do that, then you will achieve what it is that God wants you to achieve. Now, there's some other things that go through with that, but the goal is where you want to start.
Can I give a...
Yep.
We've done goals many times on a podcast. So you've heard us talk about SMART goals, S-M-A-R-T, simple, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound.
Actually, the S is specific.
Well, I say simple because specific is simple, but yes, specific.
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah, it is.
That's what you want. You want to make it. You want to get it written down. Get that goal out there.
Yep. So goals, and we've done plenty of podcasts on goals, so we won't dive much deeper into it than that, but you want to start with goals. Okay. Remember, four keys to bring God glory in your business. Start with your goal. Okay. Dream written down as a goal broken down as a plan. Number two, grit. What grit is it's the ability to work hard for a long period of time toward a goal. Now, listen to this. Angela Duckworth, she's the foremost researcher on grit. Like she's written a book about it. I don't know what her PhD and all that. I don't know what all that is, but I know that she is the leading voice for this. And she said this, that grit is the number one predictor and factor of success in every area of life. It's not talent. It's not title. It's not your wealth. It's not your appearance. It's grit. And as she says, it's the ability to work hard for a long period of time toward a goal, to persevere, overcome, and keep moving forward in the face of adversity, failure, rejection, and obstacles.
Wow. That's good.
Is that not cool?
That's what made America great. And also, if you're thinking theologically, how do we make this practical with a theological? Like, what's the theology that's behind this practical advice? For this one, in the book of Hebrews, who for the joy set before him, thinking about Christ, who for the joy set before him endured the cross. In other words, he had the grit to go to the cross and through the cross. Because why? Because he was looking at the goal.
Yeah.
Who for the joy set before him, he endured the cross. We can do this. You've got to set your mind on the goal. You can get through these obstacles. You can get through the pain because you know on the other side, just like childbirth, on the other side is a miracle.
That's exactly right. He had that grit. It's like the goal was there and he endured. Grit is all about endurance. It is all about endurance. Okay. So you've got to have that grit. It's clenching the teeth. I'm not going to stop. You know, there is a faith is there's a word for faith in the Hebrew. It's chutzpah. Chutzpah, I think is what it is. Chutzpah or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like that guts. I am not going to let go. That grit where Jacob met with God at the Jabbok River and they wrestled all night. And then it says, you know, God's like, hey, you know what? I'm going to change your name now. You're going to not going to be Jacob, which is deceiver. You're going to be Israel, which is father of the nations or something like that. And all because Jacob is like, I'm not going to let go. Like, I can't live a life without your blessing. Please bless me. So that grit is really important. And grit is really important in prayer. So when you're praying for your business, just keep asking God for wisdom. Keep pressing in and asking God for your family.
Same thing with our kids.
Keep it going. It's grit. And so first it's the goal and then it's grit. It's that mindset. I'm not going to let go. Number three, guts. You got to have guts. Anything worth accomplishing, it's going to require courage. Now remember, courage isn't the absence of fear. It's moving forward in the face of it. Okay. And entrepreneurs face this all the time. An entrepreneur is someone who embraces risk for reward. That's a very courageous thing. People who don't embrace risk for reward, what are they called? Employees. So it's okay, you know, because everybody, it's who you are. It's totally fine. But an entrepreneur, courage is a part of our job description. You're the one who's signing the paychecks. You're the one who's having to make payroll. You're the one who doesn't go paid so that you can make payroll. So you embrace risk for reward. This is what we do as entrepreneurs. And so it's not just our reward, but it's the reward for others. Like when you are a true entrepreneur, you are looking at what others need and you are sliding in between a person and their problem and bringing a solution. And guess what? That's very risky because how do you know that that person's going to buy your solution? Well, you don't. You have to take a risk, which means you have to embrace the fear that goes along with it and you have to do what's right. That's why we say it starts with the goal. It moves on with grit and then it goes into guts. You got to have guts.
So with guts, you think about it this way. If you're going to glorify God in your business, you got to have guts, which means you got to take the risk. You got to be willing to be courageous with that. I love how John Bevere says that when we are asking God for his grace, grace is empowerment. So how are we going to have guts? We got to ask God for his grace. I didn't know that. That's another G, Jason, by the way. You can throw that in there.
Yeah.
But we got to have God's grace. And when we go through hard times, Lord, give me your grace. It's like Jesus at the Garden of Gethsemane. He's like, Lord, could you please take this cup from me? Yet not my will, but yours be done. And God gave him the grace to get through it. He had a goal. He was going to the cross. And he was going to persevere. And he had that grit. But then he had guts to face it. And he had, like, we have to have guts. And if we're going to have guts, the way to have it is to ask God for his grace. In the midst of the difficulty, God, give me your grace. I pray, give me your grace during this time. Give me your grace with my kids. Give me your grace in my marriage. Give me your grace with the business and with my clients right now. I need your empowerment to do what you've called me to do.
Yeah.
And that's a powerful thing to.
Okay. So let's change this to the five keys to bringing God glory in your business.
No, I was going
to
say,
I like that. I like that. Grace. That's good. Okay. So we need a goal. You need grit. You need guts. And let me say one more thing about guts. Like, you can't help others if you don't have the guts to do it. Think about maybe some pain that you've experienced in your life that you were able to work through and you're able to get through it. And you know that you can help other people who go through that same type of pain. And then somebody asks you to come and speak publicly about that. Okay. What's the first thing that you feel?
Fear.
Fear. Right. Why? Because of public speaking. Yeah. But just think, what is keeping you back from helping people in that moment? Because you know you're going to go speak to a group, however large it would be, let's say 50 people, and you're going to go speak to that group, and you know these 50 people need to hear what it is that you went through, and that'll make them feel better and connected to you, and what it is that you did to overcome that. You know that these people need that. But the one thing that you're thinking about when it comes to public speaking is you're thinking about yourself. Like, I don't want to look like an idiot.
Yeah, screwing up.
So therefore, when you start to focus on yourself, I don't want to mess up. I don't want to look like an idiot. I don't want people to laugh at me or whatever it is, that keeps you from moving forward to help people. So that's why you have to have guts if you're going to be an entrepreneur. And if you're going to help people, you have to be a courageous person. Courage isn't the absence of fear. It's doing what's right in the face of it. So it's a goal. It's grit. It's guts. And lastly, it's gusto, which I shouldn't say lastly. Remember, I said we're going to do five now. So the last one, we're going to talk with grace again. But the fourth one, gusto, you know, what is that? You need passion to put fuel in your tank. You need to feel it in your bones that you're doing the right thing in your business. Okay, you've got, and you know how you feel it in your bones? You need to envision it in your mind. Think about the good things that your business can do for others, your family, and yourself. Okay, and envision it. Like, picture something specific. Then feel it in your body. This is going to unlock your passion. Okay, now, for me, when David and I first started our business, I remember one of the first reasons why I wanted to start a business and have our own business was because I had Trey. He was 2 years old at the time. Tori was pregnant. And I was working at a job, and I had a Nextel walkie-talkie on my belt. And I had a 1 hour lunch break, and Tori said, "Hey, I got to get Trey. He's got to get his wiggles out. Can you meet us at the park for lunch?" And I'm like, "Sure, I'll go do that." So, you know, it takes me 5 minutes to drive there. I knew it was going to take me 5 minutes back. So I had 50 minutes with Tori and Trey, and we get there, we eat a little bit, and then Trey wants to run around, and I'm pushing him on a swing. And the whole time I'm thinking, man, I got to get back to the office. You know, no sooner was I thinking about how much fun Trey was having. He was smiling. Tori was loving it because she was, you know, watching her husband, who's the father of her child, take care of Trey. And, you know, it was just a moment for our family. And then, you know, my Nextel walkie-talkie goes off, beep, beep. You know, my boss is like, "Hey, where are you at? What you doing? Get back here to the office. I gotta ask you a question." You know, it's like, crap. The one thing that I thought about from that point forward was, one day I want to own my own business so that I can be at a park alone with my family, and I can push my kid on a swing, and I've got nobody telling me where to go or what to do. I wanted that. And you know what? In the early years of our business, whenever I would go and when tough things would happen, you know, or David and I would hit a cash crunch or whatever, I remember oftentimes envisioning myself with my kids, with two or three kids at the park on the middle of the day on a Wednesday. And in all honesty, it gave me fuel. I started feeling gusto for my business because I was envisioning what I wanted to accomplish. So that's why gusto is so incredibly important. Now remember, sales, the best definition of sales, and I got this from Michael Pink, who's fantastic. Sales is the transference of passion. When you're passionate, you don't have to try to sell anything because you know that what you have is what those people need, and all you're doing is transferring your passion to them. So if you're lacking passion, ask God to give it to you, and then envision what you want to accomplish. Remember the goal. Envision what you want to accomplish and just picture it in your mind, and you'll start to feel it in your body. And pretty soon you'll start to feel that passion come back.
Now, if thinking about gusto, all I can hear is Rocky IV, the song Hearts on Fire. Remember when he was training for Drago? Gosh,
yeah.
Hearts on Fire.
Yeah, that was strong.
But no, honestly, if you want a living picture of this, just watch Rocky IV. He had a goal. I just thought of this and I think it's genius. He had a goal. He had grit, he had guts, and he had gusto. But he didn't have grace necessarily, because I don't think he's a believer. But
no, because, you know, I mean, he even said in his documentary that he lost his family.
Ugh,
you know, but then he I guess he got remarried.
But I'm talking about the story. I'm not talking about Stallone.
Yeah, but no, what I'm saying is, but Rocky shows us, and he is a perfect example of a dude who had a goal. He wanted to be, you know, a movie star, and he had all these, he really wanted to tell good stories. So he really wanted to help people, and his stories help people. I mean, you know how much Rocky's movies, I mean, really helped people, the down and outers. I mean, it really did. But you know what? He lost his family in the process. And now he talks about it as an older man and saying, "I wish I wouldn't have done that."
Yeah.
He's like, "I wasn't home. I didn't see a lot of the things." So look, don't go off and put your business above your family.
That's right.
Just don't do it. elevate people above profit, which is not just your employees, not just your vendors, not just your customers, but it's your husband, it's your wife, it's your kids. Elevate them above everything else. Okay. And then ultimately what you'll see, because remember, God's not just your father, he's your father-in-law. So we've got a lot of married entrepreneurs here. And for those who aren't married, maybe you get married one day, maybe you're not. But as your father-in-law, when you honor God by putting his son or his daughter above your business, he will reward your business. I promise you, he will do that. And that's where his grace comes in. So you need a goal to pursue. If you want to bring God glory in your business, you need that goal. You need grit to move toward it. You need guts to activate on it. You need gusto to keep putting fuel in the tank. And then you need God's grace to achieve it. Goal, grit, guts, gusto, and grace. How about that? Wow. See, you can bring God glory in your business.
Our Baptist roots are coming out thick.
Yeah, but that's good, man. Like that's what we want.
Hey, our podcast is sponsored by Christian Healthcare Ministries, expertownership.com/CHM. They're awesome. So Jason and I really enjoy doing this, and we try to make them quick. We try to make them short. We're not pastors or teachers or anything, but we're entrepreneurs. We're men who have gotten into the word to the best of our ability. We try to take the theological things that we learn and make them practical so that you can make them your biography. If there's a topic you want us to cover, reach out to us. Hit us up on Instagram or Facebook or whatever, and we would love to chat with you and possibly even cover something on one of our podcasts. So share this out to your friends. Hopefully this thing will build so that we can all occupy in this world until the Lord returns. We want to be expert owners. We want to take ownership of every single area of our life and be faithful until the Lord returns. Okay, next week, we will see you.
God. Peace. I've been really, really feeling it. Gotta bust a move, wash out, let me